This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. A new report by the North Star Policy Action Group says if Minnesota continues to allow large health systems to consolidate, rising health care costs are only going to get worse. Aaron Rosenthal is with North Star Policy Action.
Consolidation decreases competition and leads to bigger players who use their increased power to charge patients more.
Rosenthal says there are three things state lawmakers need to do.
We can place demands on proposed acquisitions and make sure the Attorney General's office has the resources and authority to scrutinize them before they reshape our health system. We can ban anti-competitive contract terms that big systems use to lock in their advantage and drive up prices.
The report shows that health insurance costs for employees have gone up 67% over the last 11 years, but wages have climbed only 42%. Stearns County prosecutors have charged 33-year-old Luke McLean of Cold Spring with second-degree murder in the fatal stabbing of a group home worker. Police say McLean stabbed the victim multiple times in the neck on Saturday. The victim died at the scene. Catholic Charities confirmed the victim was one of its employees assigned to the home. Investigators say witness statements and surveillance video support the charges. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld state laws that ban transgender athletes from competing on girls' and women's sports teams, ruling 6-3 in cases involving Idaho and West Virginia. The decision allows states to enforce those bans, but does not require them. Minnesota's current policy allowing transgender athletes to compete based on gender identity remains unchanged. Two former Minnesota Timberwolves players are among six people charged in a federal sports betting investigation. Malik Beasley and Ed Davis were indicted on allegations they participated in a scheme to manipulate NBA prop bets. Federal authorities allege hundreds of thousands of dollars in wagers were placed through online sports books. Metro Transit has earned a national award recognizing its ongoing efforts to create a safer and more welcoming system for riders and transit workers. The agency was awarded the Gold Award by the American Public Transportation Association for its light rail system. This comes after Metro Transit implemented a plan with 40 action items that included improving conditions on the system, training and supporting employees, and engaging customers and partners. This is MNN.